Freshmen Brendan Burke and Kelly Bonds recently sat down to an eclectic and large lunch.
I'm eating like this unreal shrimp pad thai right now. It's actually really good. They even do like bacon until, what is it, almost noon.
I'll just go and pick something randomly and eat it. And it's, I have yet to find something that I didn't like. So I'm not very picky. Even this is good, the wheatgrass smoothie. Do you want the rest of it?
I'm good.
Okay, that's what I thought.
You don't pick up a tray and go through a line for that spinach, tomato, and wheatgrass smoothie. Instead, tapas-style plates are created at 7 stations, including a wood-burning pizza oven, a Mongolian grill, and a fresh salad bar. Circle the stations and take as much as you want.
Great food here all the time. Very healthy, I would say. They have an omelet bar early in the morning, which is fantastic. It's like build your own omelet.
Among the people responsible for all of this is David Turkheil, Senior Director for SMU Dining. Students give him lots of feedback, and he tries to accommodate.
This demographic really appreciates a higher-end, better-presented product, you know, than we've offered in the past.
SMU was ranked among the best colleges for food in America this year by the food blog The Daily Meal. Faculty and staff have started coming to this all-you-can-eat heaven, very different from the dorm cafeterias of yesteryear.
I try and leave my bitterness, you know, out of work as I see the offerings that we're bringing them.
For any old-timers feeling that same bitterness, try eating 3 meals a day in the same restaurant for 4 years.
No matter how good that restaurant is, people are bound to, you know, get tired of the food.
Priya Krishna just wrote a cookbook called Ultimate Dining Hall Hacks, based on 4 years in the dining halls at Dartmouth. The Grapevine native missed her Tex-Mex and the creativity of cooking her own food. In a dining hall with a similar setup to SMU, Krishna started pulling bread and tomatoes from the sandwich station, onions from the burger bar, oil, vinegar, and chopped bell peppers from the salad bar, and eating her own hacked panzanella. And for dessert,
there's a recipe for sweet potato pie. Take a sweet potato, which usually dining halls will just have like sitting out. You scoop out the flesh, mix in some butter and brown sugar. You crumble cinnamon cereal on top, put a dollop of ice cream, and it captures all the same flavors, like the crust, the filling, the like a la mode-ness of sweet potato pie. It's really good.
Crushed cereal over sweet potatoes and an infinite number of other creations now available even to people without a meal plan. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.